Okay, today we're going to talk about Lecha Mishnah, Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amabez, where the Gemara talks about how we get into this. The Mishnah talks about how many sudas one is allowed to save if there is a fire. Rachmana Litzlan says the Mishnah, Matzilin Mazon Gimel Sudos, one can save enough for three meals. For human consumption, for animal consumption, haroi la adam la adam, haroi la behema la behema, ketzad, and the Gemara has a machlokas, whether it makes a difference what time the fire started, before the meals, or during Shabbos. Good. So later on the daf, here on Kuf Yud Zayin Mabei, says the Gemara Amar of Chizda, la'olam yashkim adam lotzaz haShabbos. You have to get up early on Friday to do preparations. Shenemar vayabayam ha-shishi, ve'ichinu es asher yaviyu, la'alter, they prepared on Friday. Amar Rabbi Abba, b'Shabbos chayev adam lotzaz haShtekikaros. On Shabbos, one has to be potzeya on two loaves. Dechsiv lechem mishnah. Lechem Mishnah, a double lechem. Amar Rav Ashi, chazina le'Rav Kahana, donka tadi batzachada. I saw Rav Kahana, he used to hold two and cut one of them. Amar Likduksiv, the gathering has to be of two, the Shas Lakita, and that's why you have two at the time of the Hamotzi. Rashi, Damashba, Achiza, of a Batzialoksim Mishnah. You don't have to cut both, says the Gemara, but one has to hold both. That is the source of Lechem Mishnah. So the question is, what level of Chiyuv is this? So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan discusses here in Siman Reish Ayin Dalet. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes the Gemara and says, what exactly is the limud of Lechem Mishnah? The Hach Lechem Mishnah Miyutar. The whole two words are extra. The Havali Lichtov, Liktu Shneha Omer Lechad. Right, why does this even say Lechem Mishnah? Ve'ein ze el kefil dvarim. V'lezeh darshinan shezeu inyan b'fnei atzmo. That's why the Gemara darshes that it's a separate inyan. V'achi pirusho dal lechem shal suda Shabbos tia mishnah. U'bimechilta isa gamkin lechem mishnah. Rabbi Shua omer lechem kaful. V'nira, says the Aruch HaShulchan, dezeu din Torah. V'lo asmachta v'yalma. It's a din daraisa, not just an asmachta, not just a hint. Be'emes hach lechem mishnah miyutar legamrei. Because I think this is a totally separate limud, and therefore it is daraisa. The Taz also says this, not the Taz here in Hilchos Shabbos, but the Taz in Hilchos Chanukah, Taf Reish Ayin Ches. The Taz there is talking about the halacha of hierarchy of mitzvos. If you don't have enough money, what are you spending on? So the Shulchan Aruch discusses there, based on the Gemara we had earlier in the Masechta, Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos, you buy Ner Shabbos because of Shalom Bayis. V'im Yishlo L'Shal Shabbos V'ein Lo L'Ner Chanukah Uli Yayin L'Kiddush Hayom. If you have enough for Shabbos, but you don't have Ner Chanukah or Kiddush, so Ner Chanukah because of Persume Nisa. So in that regard, the Taz discusses what about if there's a question regarding the other mitzvos. Says the Taz, L'fise Emein Lo Pas Az Pas Adif, Shesorach L'Kaddish Shalom Mida Raisa, L'Raman Kazan Ner Chanukah V'Kiddush Hayom, Shneyem Midivrei Sofrim. V'ner Chanukah Adif Mikiddush Hayom Mishum Persume Nisa. V'em Ked Afilu Ein Lo Pas Ner Chanukah Adif. Aval Nira, here's the line, De'le'inyin Pas T'kulei Alma Pas Kodem. Everybody agrees that Pas, bread, beats Ner Chanukah. D'masha Kasev Z'ner Reishan Alav T'kiddush Hayom Z'l Tzorchei Suda Nira D'hainu Shar Tzorchei Suda Kon Tafshilin V'karu B'gamara Kavud Yom. Aval HaPas D'lechem Mishnehu Kodem L'yayin Kiddush. The halechem mishnah lekulei alma daraisa, not to beat Chanukah, but to beat the wine for Kiddush, because lechem mishnah is daraisa. The wine for Kiddush is derabanan. Making Kiddush is daraisa, but doing it ala yayin is derabanan. And lechem mishnah, he says, is daraisa. Kedam Rabbi Abba Perak Kol Kisvei. They said lechem mishnah. V'shalashur is gamkein daraisa. Upas peinan. Right, shalashur is also daraisa. Maybe we'll talk about that another time. And you need bread. Kedasi isa b'simin reishayin dal. V'mkei kol shekein. Kishahi kodem let shahi kodem ner Chanukah. So he does say it. Jaino Levid Rabbanan. Even though Ner Chanukah is Persume Nisa, the Taz holds that Lechem Mishnah would come before it because it is Daraisa. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. That is the Taz. But Rov Mefarshim seem to say it is Rabbanan. The Magen Avraham, earlier in Siman Reish Nun Daled, and many other Rishonim say it's Rabbanan. We'll see that some Rishonim who discuss the principle of Af Hein Hoye Bo So Anes in this context, so that for sure is, according to Rov Rishonim, is a Rabbanan concept, and therefore that is a reflection of that Shita. But that is all number one, the level of Chiyav. The Ritva here says that it's not only Shabbos, but it's also Yantif. Also Yantif, says the Ritva, Klomar, Zecher, Loman, Shahaya Kafol, Vekimet Akein, Uadin Liyantif. So to be Yatav, because also the mon didn't fall on Yatav either. The Michilta says in Bishah Halacha, that's what the Rif also paskins, and the Rambam in Perek Lamed Halacha Tes of Hilcha Shabbos also says this, that we have the parallels between Shabbos and Yatav. Let me just find the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Lamed, where he talks to the last two prakim are all about the essays. In Perek Lamed, the Rambam says, Chayv Adam Lechol Shalosh Seudos B'Shabbos Echaz Aris Lachas Shachas Lachas B'Mincha Tzorach Lizar B'Shalosh Seudos Elu Shalosh Yifchos Mehen Klau V'Chulu V'Tzorach Lekvoa Kol Seudah Mishloshan Al Yayin V'Lipsoa Al Shtei Kikaros V'Chein B'Yomim Tovim. V'Chein B'Yomim Tovim. Pasha is not only going on Shalosh Seudos, which the Rambam holds, but also Lechem Mishnah. But the Ritva now adds, Chutz Milele Pesach. Dasoy lechem oni vigarate lechada kedisa perek shlosha shachlu. Right, which really be case of mavarchin in brachas achlamites. The Ritva says, but by Pesach it is different. It is different. What's different? So again, the minhag of Bali Tosfos, the minhag of the Shulchan Aruch is that one has three matzahs, but the Shitas Harambam is that one has two matzahs. The Ritva seems to be following that sheet. The Ritva has two matzahs. The Ritva and the Rambam say that on Pesach night you have two matzahs, then you break one for Yachatz, as we know, Lechem Oni. V'yacharkach, says the Rambam, in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perachas Alachavav, V'yacharkach Mavarach on Atilas Yadayim, V'notel Yadav Shnia, Shari Siach Taito B'Shaz Kriyas Agada, V'lokeach, the Rambam does not have Yachatz earlier in the Seder, as we have, but he has it right after Atilas Yadayim, V'lokeach Shnei Rekikin. V'cholek echad mehen u'meniach pros l'toch shalem. You break one and then you take one and a half. U'mevarech ha'motzi lechem en aretz. U'mebnei ma eino mevarech ha'shtei kikaros kishar yamim tovim. Mishum shenemar lechem oni. Madarko shalani beprusa af kan beprusa. So we know this is a major machlokas rishonim, whether lechem oni redefines the requirement for lechem mishnah. Right, Bali atosfis and the Shulchan Aruch paskins, the minhag of most are to have three matzahs. So you have Lechem Mishnah, you have two whole ones when you make hamotzi, but you also have a broken one to fulfill the requirement of lechem oni, a poor man's bread who always has only broken pieces. But the Rambam and the Ritva here seem to say no. Lechem oni, two matzahs. Doesn't say anywhere in the sources that you need an extra one. No, two, lechem oni, so tonight it's redefined. Right, the night of the Seder, lechem Mishnah is redefined. One and a half is what you need. So that is the Ritva in terms of Yontif as well. But again, we paskin that on any other Yontif besides Leil HaSeder, we require two whole matzahs, and that's what the Rama also alludes to. The Rama says in terms of which one cuts, the Rambam says, the Rama says in Siman Reish Ayin Dalid, when the Shulchan Aruch talks about which of the challahs one is supposed to cut, says the Shulchan Aruch, that you botseya ashtei kikaros sheochei shtei biyadu ubotseya hatachtona. The Shulchan Aruch says the bottom one, and the Rama says only on Friday night. Dafka leli Shabbos. Avol biyoma Shabbos o beleli yantif botseya al helyona. But all other times al yona v'hatam hu al derech hakavala. Kavala. That is the Rama. So, but again, he alludes to the fact that there is lechem mishnah on yantif. Good. So how many challahs are we supposed to have? Two. So there is a fascinating discussion by the Vilna Gaon and by the Mefarshim of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon was to have said that there is never a machlokas between Nigla and Nistar. Never a machlokas. And if we think there's a machlokas between them, then we're either misunderstanding the Nigla or misunderstanding the Nistar. Except maybe in one case. I think the one case was that which way should our beds be, north, south, or east, west? That's the difference between the Gemara and the Nistar. But other than that, the Gemara says there's never a machlokas between the Nigla and the Nistar. So the question is, our Gemara says you have to have Lechem Mishnah. Al pi Nigla, one has Lechem Mishnah. And then you come to the Kabbalistic sources, the Arizal is quoted to have 12 challahs. 12 challahs. So how does that work? How do you have 12 challahs and 2 challahs? How do you put all that together? So says they say B'Shem the Grub the following. So if we look at our Gemara, there is a machlokas we showed him how to understand one line of the Gemara. Where Rabbi Abba that we just read said that you have to be botseya al shtei kikaros lechem mishnah. And then Rav Ashi says, I saw Rav Kahana hold two and cut one. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Zera have batza akula sherusa. Rabbi Zera was batza akula sherusa. What exactly does that mean? Batza akula sherusa. So Rashi says it means he cut big pieces. Prusa gedola. V'day loba laosa suda ulka v'shabes. Right, and he cut big pieces so everyone would have enough to eat. V'nireh kemechabev l'suda Shabbos. It appears that he finds Shabbos beloved. He gives big pieces. L'hitchazek v'nireh v'lechol harbe. Right, so he wants to show everybody can eat a lot. So he gives big pieces. So according to that, Rabbi Abba has nothing to do with the previous line. Right, Rabbi Abba says to cut shtiki. I'm sorry, Rabbi Zeira has nothing to do with the previous line. Rabbi Abba says cut two, Rabbi or bipotzea. Rabbi bipotzea shtiki karish, which sounds like at least to hold two. Rabbi Ashi says to hold two and to cut one. Rabbi Zeira then says use a big piece. Amalei Ravina le Rav Ashi v'alkemechzi kraftanusa. What do you mean a big piece? Doesn't it look like you're ravenous and you know it's not derech eretz? Amalei he says well kivin to kol yom alo avid v'idna hu to kavid. Only today, Lomesik Rav Tanusa. So it doesn't look like Rav Tanusa because he's only doing it today. It's obviously only done L'Kavid Shabbos. That is Rashi. But if you look in the Rashba, and Sadeh Machlokes in Meseches Brachos, where this Gemara comes up also, on Daf Lamites, but the Rashba here says, he quotes Rashi, and he says, Veinam Uchuver Beinai. I don't think that's the Pshat of Batza Kula Sherusa. I don't think that means that cut big pieces. Why? Da'enu Inyan Shvua Seinu. It has nothing to do with the context of what the Gemara had just said. The Gemara just quoted Rav Ashi, who held two and cut one. So I would rather have Rav Zeira say something related to that. Vo da'ad rabba, kol shu marbe v'chaticha ayve ayin yafe. And also, cutting big pieces, why is that ayin yafe? Maybe more pieces is ayin yafe. And therefore, to cut them smaller. Kidam rinan hasam. Like the Gemara says there, he quotes the Gemara brachas ben vav. Ba'al ha-botzea, ba'al ha-bayis botzea, k'dei sheyivse ba'ayin yafe. Ve'ichi kari le'hachi raftanusa. Elanir Ali says the Rashba, debatza al kol ha-kikaros ka'amar. What it means is that he was botzea, he cut each of the chalas. Each of the chalas. That's what it means. Umishum, and that's what the Marshal is quoted as in the beginning of the Magen Avraham, here in Siman Reish Ayin Daled. Umishum de Kamrina, de Nakatagi, but Teachada, because the previous Amora had said that he cut two, he held two and he cut one. Kamar Hachad Rebbe Zera, Batzakula Kikaros, Taman Chikame, he cut both all the Kikaros that were sitting in front of him, and that's why Mechzi Karat Anusa, that's the Gemara's question, how could you cut all the Chalas? How many Chalas are you going to be eating? But that's the Rashi's Pshat of the Gemara. So says the Vilna Gaon that's what the Arizal means. It doesn't say that 12 chalas, only 12 chalas. It's 12 ches, it said, with a smidgic, with a little line on it. So it meant 12 chatichos. If I have two chalas at every meal, and I cut both of them in half, so each meal I have three meals, that's 12. So that's what it means. Lechem ishtav is, you have to have two chalas every meal. Yud beis ches, that means yud beis chatzoin. 12 parts by each meal, and that is what it means. That's what now go to the Maaser Rav. The Maaser Rav says in Kuf Chav Gimel, Ubotzea al shtei chalos shlemos, tahayinu chotech shtehen biyachad, cut both of them together, v'chein kol suda, v'chein biyantif, kida'az harashbazal, now we know what that means, the Rashba, nimsa l'kol Shabbos kulo, shisha chalos, u'mechuvan api hazohar. Each Shabbos you have six chalas, which is 12 halves. One time the Grah had many chalas, and he cut all of them. That's what it says on the bottom, that v'yishom she'kasov yud beis ches v'ari pirish yud beis chalos v'agra bir yud beis chatzoin. Maybe it's machlokas with the Arizal. Klobar she'v'chol su the shtei chalos sachakol sheish chalos shlemo she'in yud beis chatzoin. So that's the Grah putting it all together. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes, based on the Maharshal, based on the Shla, the Alachachila, maybe one could do this. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass on this way. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rashi Shita. Shulchan Aruch just quotes, mitzvah l'vtzoa b'shabes prusa gedola, shetaspik lo l'kala suda. That's all the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch does not quote the Rashba, but the Mishnah Berurah, based on the Magen Avraham and others, say, Maharshal, v'shla, nagu lachto shneyem kibir sh'rashba, v'chein hiskem agra. So the Maharshal, the Shla, and the Gra. What if you're only two people at home? Only two people at home, you can cut both chalas such a waste. You're going to throw it out. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'machbid al ho'tza'a, oseh shalosh chalos gedolos, v'shalosh katanos. Have three big chalas and three small ones. Have a pita. If you want to be Yotzi the Rashba, so have a chala and a pita at each meal and then cut them. V'kol su'da bo'tzea achas gedola, v'achas katana. V'ho'olam no'agin, ka'sholchan arach. But the olam, the minhag olam, is like the sholchan arach, says the Mishnah Berurah. There is a question of once you're having the two challahs and you're even cutting both, so when you have the Shabbos day or the Yontif meal, that's fine. You're cutting the top one and you hold it and you just go straight through. But what about Friday night? Friday night, there's a whole discussion. You're cutting the bottom one. Cutting the bottom one, that's a little tricky to cut the bottom one. Why? Because we have a principle called Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos. The Bach here argues on the Ramah. The Ramah says to cut the bottom one, but says the Bach, then you're going to be Ma'avir on the top Challah. And we know from the Gemara, Ein Ma'avir Al HaMitzvos. We have that by Chanukah candles. We have that by Matzah. So Ha'ikar says the Bach, that's what the Bach says. His son-in-law, the Taz, says, sorry, Shver, I beg to differ. So I guess this was a change between when the Bach's daughter was growing up in his house, she did one way, and then when she got married to the Taz, she went this way. You bring the lower one a little closer to you than the top one. Nimsa shopoke. So then I get the bottom one first, and therefore there is no ma'avir on the mitzvahs. The Magen Avraham just quotes the Bach, that ein ma'avir on the mitzvahs, and the Marshal, Noglif Soa al Shtehen, as we said, the Magen Avraham says, maybe during Vayechulu, you should put it above, and then flip it, v'yivtza alav. Okay, and there's a lot of others, the medaktikim, that mark it with the knife. Okay, that's not for us now. One other or two other discussions, and that is, what about women? What about women and the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah? So, if you look at the Rishonim here, the Ramban, the Ran, and others, all quote Rabbeinu Tam, that women are obligated in Lechem Mishnah. Women are obligated in Lechem Mishnah. Why women are obligated in Lechem Mishnah, says the Ramban, right here. V'yom Rabbeinu Tam, the Nashim Chayavos Begimel Sudos, She'af Hin Hoyebo So'anes. Haman, the chayavos levsoah shiki karas b'tamzeh. Rabbeinu Tam says women are obligated in shalosh shudos, three meals. Women are obligated in lechem mishnah because of af heinoi bosoanes, the principle that appears in three places in Shas, by Neiros Chanukah and by Dalet Kosos and by Mikra Megillah. So also Rabbeinu Tam extends it to lechem mishnah and shalosh seudos. The Ein Tzarech and the Ramban and the Ran argue and say no, you don't need that reason. Which, by the way, the fact that they quote that reason reflects that they think Lechem Mishnah is Drabanan, because we assume, according to most Rishonim, that Afei Noi Boso Anes only applies at Mrs. Drabanan, right? Chanukah, Ner Chanukah, and Dalet Kosos and Mikra Megillah. But the Ramban, and himself, says, Vein Tzarech, Shebechol Ma'isa Shabbos, his Vishah Shavin. No, the Gemara says in Brachas Dav Chaf, Zachar V'Shomar, Kol Sheyeshna B'Shmira, Yeshna B'Zachira. And whoever is included in the Los Asays is included in the Asays. And therefore, the Ramban and the Ran say that you don't need Af Heino Yiboso Anes here. You don't need Af Heino Yiboso Anes here. And the Befarshim wonder what this Machlokas is about. So why wouldn't Af Heino Yiboso Anes be an appropriate principle to apply here? So there is a discussion that it could be that Af Heino Yiboso Anes doesn't apply to these kinds of miracles. Afanayo means that there is a tsara going on and we are saved from it in that moment. So that's Afanayo Boso Anes, right? If we would have been in Mitzrayim for another second, we wouldn't have gone out. Afanayo Boso Anes, or the story of Chanukah, or the story of Purim. But here it was a constant miracle every day. So the man fell. So that is an ace, but maybe that's not Afeinoy Boso Anes. That wasn't the essence of the takana of the mitzvah. Says the Rav Shlomo Kluger in Ha'elaf Lecha Shlomo Siman Kuf Yudalad. Bishlomo Gabi Dalad Kosos Umegillah. De Iker HaMitzvah Havei Lezikaron V'Hoda Al Neis Atzmo. The Iker, the essence of the mitzvah, was to be Mepharsin the Neis. Lachach Shayach Lomar Dafeinoy Boso Anes. Ava Belecha Mishnah Otu Havei Zeh L'Hoda Al Neis Haman. Is Lechem Mishnah, that's the essence of why we do it? Zeino. Rak Zehavi Zikaron Alma, Sheyorad Vayamashishi. It's a Zecher, Ve'edus Ve'os Al Mitzvah. He doesn't say this, but I'll add, how do you know if a mitzvah is be'essence, Hoda Al Hanes, or it's just to remember the Nes, but it's not the essence? Or Moshe Soloveitchik said that it depends if there's a separate bracha. Sha'asanisim. Sha'asanisim, by Chanukah and Megillah, that reflects. Shasnisim Lavasid shows that by Mahuto, it is Zecher to the Nes. While and Dalet Kosos has Asher Galanu, right? A special Berachas HaMitzvah. But that is why maybe it wouldn't be appropriate to quote the principle of Afein Hoyu Boso Hanes. In the continuation of that, Rav Shlomo Kluger Tshuva, he has an unbelievable suggestion, which the later Achronim find very problematic. There he's explaining why the minhag of many women in his day was not to be makbid on lechem mishnah. Maybe they were still in the kitchen when their husbands made hamotzi, and then they came in, they were makbid. So says the Rebbe of Shlomo Kluger, well, maybe each of the two shitos, why they're chayiv, has a problem. Rabbi Notam svara of afi neboso an eis, maybe it just shouldn't apply here, because it only applies to certain types of principles. And the Ramban and the Ran that extend, right, kol sheyeshno, maybe that's only kiddush. The Gemara says it by kiddush hayom. Brachos chafim abeis. Right, Nashim Chayav is Pekidash Hayom. Why? Because Yeshna Bishmir, Yeshna Bezechira. Who says it extends to all the mitzvahs Hayom of Shabbos? So because there's a problem with each of the Shitas, that's why there's a minog for some women not to be makbid. Ask Rav Avad Yosef, ask all the Achronim. No, how could that be? Everybody agrees that women are obligated in Lechem Mishnah. The only machlokas is what the reason is. You're going to tell me because there's a difficulty with each of the reasons, so you don't have to do it at all? Everybody agrees that you have to do it. That's a very difficult suggestion, and generally, that's Rav Avadia and Dalud Chafhei and Yechav Adas, but generally we assume that women are obligated in Lechem Mishnah, women are obligated in Shalash Shudis. Lechad Chila was supposed to have Lechem Mishnah at Shalash Shudis, right? That's Lechad Chila. Again, it's not as much of a Kepeda as the earlier meals, but that's like what the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Sadi Aleph by Shalash Shudis. Maybe we'll talk about that next time, but the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Tzorach Lekadish B'Zut HaShlishis, Avot Tzorach Livtso Al Shteki Karos. Shulchan Aruch says that one should lechad chila use to kikaros lechem mishnah on at Shalash Shudis as well. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue next time.